Oh.
Oh, fuck.
Does that help when you sing it like that?
Nah.
Oh,
I just like it.
You just do it for fun?
It's just sick
to do. A little OCD.
It's just a sick thing to do.
I'm with you.
When you're in production like me, it's sick. Sick when you can do shit like that.
That's the industry standard.
That's right. Sorry, I don't have this teed up anymore. Here we go.
Teed up.
Welcome to the Havoc Energy Show.
Also known as the Go to Bed Show. One of the sleepiest shows in the country. In the best country. Who gets the blame?
All of our sponsors get the blame.
And shout out to the number one sponsor of the Go to Bed Show, Bad Touch Supply. This drone's having me say like,
Bad Touch Supply, go get some gloves. Limp Bizkit sang the song in L.A. wearing Bad Touch gloves.
Last night when I had a dream. And our other sponsors, Dottie's Casinos and Spirits. Crank this in your fucking...
This will never get the name right, but, you know.
Dottie's Gambling and Spirits?
Almost.
What is it?
I like this. This water bottle is so generic that it doesn't even have their full name on. It just has Dottie's, but it doesn't have their tagline or whatever.
Yeah, we're working on a bigger budget. And the shittiest fucking go-karts in the whole country, the best country, Carson City Raceway. Go and drift if you can get out on the course.
Drift course.
The drift go-kart. And Pete's Gambling Hall in Winnemucca, who's probably closed down now. Go check him out. Shout out to Limp.
Is that it?
That was a sick intro. I felt like it was perfect.
Yeah, it's good timing.
Who gets the blame? When I saw that on TikTok, I was like, oh, that was sick.
On the Spotify shuffle, this crossfade came up. Like, and this song is just such a heroin song.
This.
So many people have done heroin to this song. But the logo, how many people have that tatted, like, either on their shoulder or, like, across their back?
Or on their calf or something.
Yeah. Dude, that is such a sick logo.
That is.
And it's got, I just noticed at the top and bottom, there's white lines. And that's like, those are like audio files, like the visual of an audio file. So I wonder what that is. Because you know that that's some stupid fucking like inside thing. That could be the song. Yeah, but that's like the, I think that's the album logo, whatever it's on.
Maybe that's the whole album. You know, it'd be sick if that's the whole album scrunched up.
It could be, and it does look like this one is just flopped, like 180'd, but I'm sure there people have asked them that, and I would be willing to bet that it's something really cringe. Like, that's the audio to something that, like, means a lot to them, but it's just really cringe.
Hey, you remember back in, like, when we were little kids, like 12 or so, you would hear... My dad or people would say, like, if you listen to a song backwards, it says something else. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you believe that stuff?
No.
I know. What the fuck? They're on hair. They're like, I'm like, those people are on drugs and they play it backwards. And of course they're going to hear something. Like, what the fuck? There's some weird. My dad used to be like, yeah, he talks about the devil or something backward. I'm like, what?
That started with like Kiss, the band back then. There's a movie called... I hope it's called Detroit Rock City, but I can't remember now.
Uh-huh.
But it's an older movie. But that's in there where it's like the pearl clutcher parents of that day where they're like, you know, you can't expose the kids to anything.
Uh-huh.
They would like, there's a scene in the movie where they spin the record backwards and the dad's like, there it is. The devil lives. Clear as day. You know, just like, nah.
Right. You're just stretching. Paranoid for the year 2000. The world's going to shut down.
Oh, yeah. They're counting the days.
That's crazy, too.
Well, before we get too far into the jokes, we got to take a break and I don't know what the right word is, but, and I don't want to do a moment of silence on a podcast because it's weird, but it deserves a moment of silence.
For sure.
R.I.P. Augie.
Yeah, that sucks to say.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Augie Rofer. Is that how you say it?
Yep. Yep. OG G-ville kid.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in years and years, but he was one of the 80 kids, and then I guess into big bikes when I was still racing, running around, always at the track.
Yeah.
Same friend group, you know?
Yeah, yeah, same friend group. I think I rode with him a few times on 250s. Like, I never really rode with him before that.
Yeah.
But obviously, he probably rode a little bit. I forgot what we rode, but he was a funny guy.
Yeah.
Gardnerville, he would definitely be ripping at the sand pits, right?
Yeah, sand pits or NMP back then in those days.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yep. I think that's when he was like on 80s, maybe right into big bikes back then, but mm-hmm. Yeah. Friends, good friend of a lot of our listeners, so.
Yeah, exactly.
RIP to Augie. Sucks.
Yeah, that sucks. We wonder if there's something like, I don't know what we could do, but just know that Augie was going to be a Patreon member.
He probably was.
So if anyone wants to do anything with that, you know, it's good. Patreon.com/go to bed.
Yeah, dude, that's a fucking class right there. Just yeah, just use a friend's death to promote your fucking $2 a month Patreon.
Well, I didn't know how to segue it, but you know, I tried to make a little humor out of it. That, yeah. But unfortunately, he never did pay.
Well, so humor's good. I think humor's a good way to cope.
Yeah.
With things. So
for sure, it's super. Tough, you know, some people can deal with death and some people can't. Like for me, it's always been like pretty easy because my dad and mom always just talked about it normally, you know?
Right.
But for some people, it's tough. So, you know, this podcast will help though if you're, you know, mourning over it. Run back a few episodes and just clear your head, you know, with maybe never forget. That's a perfect title right there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And just listen to that and laugh, you know?
Yep.
If you're having a hard day. But yeah, that's a good call. I don't even think of doing that. But that is a good call.
The tribute?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we don't have an actual tribute prepared, so that's the wrong word for it. But yeah, just wanted to do a little shout out because I know, you know, obviously, like, we knew him, and, you know, a lot of our listeners are much closer than you or I were to him, but, you know, still, either way.
Well, maybe, like, some of these soundboards that we have, if there's something someone can comment that would be funny for us to have Augie, if they have it, you know, on their phone of a funny clip or something.
Oh, yeah. And just, like,
my name's Adam Conway.
And then, or Augie, you know.
Right. Yeah, that would be cool.
Something funny.
If someone has something.
Yeah, so when you're scrolling through, keep that in mind. You know, and the song we played earlier was My Generation, too.
There you go. I thought I had a screenshot here. Oh, there it is. Yeah, I just wanted to shout out also... Cole Murphy, one of the patrons here.
Yeah.
OG patron. It's his birthday today.
Okay.
So happy birthday. But also, you know, we didn't do the show last week because of Cole Murphy. So,
yeah,
you
know, exactly.
I'm
glad we brought it up. I didn't know if we should bring it up or not, but he definitely threw it off last week.
Yeah. So he sends JP a DM last Thursday, you know, before we were going to do the show. And this is definitely the reason why we didn't do it as well.
I think that this was Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday, right before. And this is 100% the reason why we didn't do it.
Yeah. Know?
And this is just goes to show for everyone, don't piss off JP because he will not do the show if you piss him off in any way. So he sends him a DM and it's just like he shares a post that, and it says like, you know, hiring brand content creator. And I don't even know what the fuck it's for. Is it for Stark? What's it for?
Yes.
I can see that it's like a dirt bike.
It's for Stark in Italy.
Yeah. So, and then JP, well, I mean, Spain, Italy, same thing. But JP responds, he says, me go move to Spain, space question mark, and not be a free citizen in the best country this God given G-I-V-I-N. So like slang for giving, but supposed to be given. God given earth has ever seen. Jesus, I'm not doing the show today because of that tag. So,
thanks, I'm not fucking moving, guys.
Yeah.
I got a 30-year in Carson, okay?
If you suggest it again, he's not fucking doing the show.
We're going to up the Patreon price by 10.
Everyone's Patreon goes up if you guys fucking even suggest that. If you try to get him a job that he does not want, everyone's price is going up, and that's all there is to it.
Especially in a non-free country.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, bud. Luckily, I'm still in this fucking country.
Dude, we're lucky you're still here.
What if I took it? Thanks. The show would have been done forever, Cole. Oh, sick. Thanks, Cole. You got hired. Cool. See ya. I'm going to Spain. Kiss that podcast goodbye.
Yeah.
I had to take the week off and fucking let them know what could have been. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. And I'm sure you took the rest of the week off of real work, too, just because
it threw my whole week off, dude.
Right.
I just got my shit rolling today from that fucking IRS sent them the same screenshot. I'm like, look, I'm not doing my taxes. This dude's fucking throwing me off.
Yeah. You're like supposed to file an extension. You're like, you guys need to file it for me. This is what I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
It's like, you just like... You're just chatting with the fucking AI on TurboTax's customer support and being like, file extension, see attached.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh, it's so funny. Yeah.
Did you pay your tax?
Fuck yeah.
Nice.
That sucked. Did you?
Yeah.
You guys didn't extend?
We did, but you still have to fucking pay your safe harbor payment. So some weird thing, like, because like when you pay your quarterlies, then the next year they make you pay like your quarterlies are set, you know, before the year starts, and it's based on your previous tax return. So if you have to pay quarterlies, you know, if you have a business tax return or whatnot, and you pay whatever, the next year, your estimated quarterly payments you're supposed to be making are set at 110% of the year priors. Jeez. And so regardless, if you file an extension for your return, you still have to pay the safe harbor payments, the quarterlies, which we hadn't paid any of them. So we still had to pay, but we filed an extension for the return. So maybe... I don't know. We even know what the return is going to be. So we might have to pay more, or maybe you get a refund. But yeah, we had to pay.
Yeah. Damn.
Yep.
Cody pay his taxes?
Probably. I hope so. Hopefully he filed.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah. Hope everyone listening filed.
Hope so.
You don't want to be fucking around with the IRS.
They'll get theirs. No way. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have I told the story about my nana on here? Have I told you that?
Getting audited? Yeah, you told me that. I don't know if you told this on here.
I'll vaguely say it. One time she got audited, and she's super meticulous about her income and outcome. So the IRS told her, hey, we're going to send a guy down. He'll be down there Wednesday. Wednesday rolls around. He doesn't show up. Thursday, he doesn't show up. They're like, what the heck? They call back and say, hey, are we off or something, you know? Oh, no, he should be down there. Well, one sec. They get a hold of him. They find out he's in South Lake gambling and enjoying and partying out there in South Lake. Then, obviously, his boss finds out, what the fuck, get on it. He goes down there. He walks in. He's, like, upset that they called and kind of ratted him out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not on purpose, but it happened.
Yep.
So he said, I'm not leaving until I find something to them. And... the only thing he found was a payment of $12. And my nana had to pay $36 to the IRS.
He got him.
And like, I think I told you or someone that like the first time you open the book and it's every dollar spent for like fucking 30 years.
Yeah. Oh, he's like, oh, fuck.
oh, fuck, this is the wrong spot. Yep. I should have fucked and took a break, you know?
Typical fucking government employee.
Yep.
Just fucking no one checks in on him for days at a time. And it's like, oh, I'll get there when I get there. And it's kind of ironic that his role is to, like, collect unpaid tax dollars, but his salary is also paid by the tax dollar. So then he's up there gambling his own money, but, you know, is funded by the taxpayer while procrastinating, trying to get more taxpayer dollars, like some sort of fucked up cycle.
What a funny circle that is, yeah.
Probably got fired working at the state of Nevada now.
Could be.
Doing the same shit.
Yeah, I think his name was...
Nate Tierney?
What was it? Sisolak?
Yeah, that was his gig before governor.
Yeah, what was his first name? Fuck.
Michael?
Was it Michael?
No. Could be his brother, though.
Sisolak, and then every Republican big truck diesel-driving motherfucker's like, what, Governor Lickasack?
Yeah, Sisolak. Those are the guys with the fucking crossfade tattoos, too.
Yeah, exactly.
100.
Fuck that. I'm going motoing this weekend.
If there's anyone in Nevada that has that crossfade tattoo, 100%, if we check their Facebook, they have a post that says either Sisolak or Lickasack during COVID.
Guaranteed.
100%.
And they got to have one post with a wife beater tank on and a cross around their neck or something, you know?
But it's a photo of a photo because that... The picture was taken in 2004 and they can't figure out how to fucking scan it to get like the file, you know? So they just take a picture of it and like that's, they put that on their Facebook.
Dude, yeah. I saw some freestyle photos of like 2004, right when fucking like fitted hats, but the sewing seams had trim on it.
Yeah.
Big DVSs. Shirts almost like the, you know, I was like, holy shit, this is crazy. But if, like, it's hella funny if you see that now. But if you went through it and dressed like that and lived like it, that was cool back then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What blows my mind about how shit like that happens is that our senses of like, yeah, that looks cool or not, are good for that then for some reason,
yeah.
But now they're not. Like, wonder if that's just like public opinion shaping your mind a little bit or something.
Right.
It's just weird to think about because now.
That's just like a style. That's like moto back then.
Right.
And you're just like, even if you don't think it's like the sickest thing, it's just, it is what it is. But then you look back and you're like, holy fuck. That was a crazy look that everyone was doing with all that shit.
And now. The moto, like, cool, like, the cool look is, like, baggy pants, but, like, funny glasses and, like, a beanie or something, huh?
Yeah, it's weird how there's, like, different segments almost, because there's, like...
And a mullet, too.
Well, yeah, there's, like, the fucking country moto when you go to BBMX, and it's just every kid from fucking Fallon, Fernley, Looning, every fucking... People come up to the tent, we're like, where are you from? And they say some shit that literally no one lives there, and the only time you ever see it is on a spam call, and it's like the numbers from fucking Looning, Nevada or something, Mina.
Kit Carson Road.
Weird shit. And then they got that look where it's like country, but a little moto. You know, they got the mullet, they wear the boots, drive a Cummins, but then they got a fucking FMF hat. With it, you know?
Yeah.
And then there's like I don't know if it's trendy or what, it's almost like the fucking hipster moto, I would call it, is what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like that fucking dummy that you were fucking with at Mammoth that was a filmer. That's what I think of with that, where he's just got like the baggy straight leg pants and like Converse and like a beanie with rolled up so high it's over his ears in the summer.
Yeah.
And to me, like, that could be anyone. Like, I do see a lot of people at like events like that that are moto, but if I saw that kid walking around, I wouldn't be like, that's a moto kid.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he's always hanging out with, like, dudes in the industry, that guy.
Yeah.
So he doesn't get too clowned from those guys.
Right.
So.
And then there's, like, there's almost, like, the 04 version, but light. And those are, like, the older guys still, where they don't dress like 04, but they still run, like, the fucking just, like, black shorts, high black socks, and then just, like, a regular, like, fast house hat. Almost like a moto dad look.
Fast house shirt.
Yep.
And a fucking clean money, dirty hands hat.
Yep. 100%.
Tattooed and employed.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking something about you've blue collar.
You've seen that hat, right?
Oh, yeah.
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 Blue collar is another, something like that. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are like, that's like the current moto dad look. Because yeah, all those guys were in 04, you know, they were like 20.
Yeah.
Or, you know, coming of age. So they all dress like that, the fucking soul patch right here and shit.
Yeah.
In the McGrath era. And then now it's still that same style, but a little bit toned down.
I know. It's kind of odd to see that. And then you see like the pros, you know, sometimes they're all like Bogle is kind of dripped out with like a fit, an actual fit he paid for, like probably like $3,000, you know?
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Or Deegan, you know, him and Jet. It's kind of like a difference. It's like a real hipster, like a richer hipster, a real richer hipster.
Mm-hmm. They're kind of halfway between Bogle and that kid we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Like more hip, but also not like, oh, that could be a fucking granola liberal kid too, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
exactly. More identifiable as a moto kid.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it definitely can look like a granola, like San Francisco fucking artist or something.
Yeah. I don't know how that became somewhat popular in moto, that look. Super weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder who did it. I think it's kind of like just those guys, you know, like Bogle and Anderson. Because, like, the big dogs didn't do it. Roxon and Tomac, Webb, Dungy, you know.
What do you think of, when you think of Dungy, like, what do you think of his, like, style?
I think of him as like a fit, just like a fit guy.
Like athletic wear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just the type of people you see hiking around Carson and Tahoe, honestly.
Like, I think he's pretty close to like Conway. Like just regular jeans and Nike Shocks is what I could see Dungy running.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in jeans or anything.
I
only picture him in shorts for some reason. I don't know why.
Dungy?
Gear, yeah.
Yeah.
Like when I try to picture him in jeans and like in a, I could see it too. But then RV is in the same category, and he's like almost a moto dad, kind of richer moto dad, sponsored moto dad.
Right. The monster hat. Fucking ears tucked.
I get so many likes and responds more and more now about Ricky in the booth.
Oh, yeah?
Than before.
Dude, he's on there. Ricky's on there popping back. I saw one post the other day.
Really?
I think it was on the Title 24 page or something, where people were just going in on Ricky, and he responded to like 10 of them.
Damn, not me.
Yeah, you may have not been on that post, but because people are like, dude, it's so obvious that you're a Jet hater and like all this weird shit, and he would respond.
Yeah, he won't respond to me because he knows.
Yeah,
he knows you're right. And I have a non-failing argument. Hey, look, I'm not trying to be in it, but I got someone who's better than you, Daniel there.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Or fucking Emig was sick.
Yeah.
Imagine Cameron Steele.
I mean, Ricky's got pull, so it's not going to happen.
He does got pull. And he's He's got so much money too.
And a high school diploma. It's probably more than Emig's got.
Congrats. Yeah, that's true.
Emig's a fucking dropout fucking criminal.
For weed.
Criminal. But he fucking got caught and convicted of a crime. Actually, I don't even know if he got convicted, but isn't that why he got kicked off? Didn't he get kicked off of Cowie or something for that? Where he got caught with weed in Havasu?
Yeah.
Some shit?
Just yeah. Partying hard, and then the drug test came back with the weed.
Oh, they drug tested him?
I think that's, well, I don't know, honestly. But that'd be my guess, is like, he got caught up partying, and then people are like, okay, well, what were you doing? We'll do it. The team goes, let's run a drug test, and it comes back with weed. Yeah, you're off, you know.
Damn.
I think that's how it'd go. Or maybe you just got right, oh, shit, fuck, smoking weed right there, you know.
Yeah, got picked up, got yeah. popped.
Damn, I could hit a joint right now.
With Emig.
Oh, dude, that'd be sick.
Yeah, you would love
that. Are you kidding me? That'd be so sick, dude.
Like, would you rather smoke a joint with Emig or Nico Izzy?
Emig.
Why?
Because I don't want to do heroin as well.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Right, that is. I don't know if he's good or not, but definitely Emig or Tedesco would be fun.
Yeah.
Or no, Langston. But actually, if I could smoke weed with any pro rider, I'd do it with Bubba. Because he'd probably just make me laugh more and more.
Oh, he's so funny.
And just smoke a weed that makes me laugh and probably everyone else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking love it.
Yeah. Dude, he's fucking hilarious.
He is quick. Even though sometimes he'll stutter up. And I think sometimes, I'm not going to give Ricky a benefit of doubt on Instagram, but I think sometimes because they have people talking in their ear, it'll fuck them up.
Yeah.
But, fuck, the other guys didn't fuck up, so.
Yeah.
But with Stewart, sometimes, you know, he does too.
Yeah. I think they all fuck up, but you're just biased now, so you always, like, watch for it, you know? Like, once you notice it, then you can't not notice it. The way that they have it formatted, it's like one dude is, like, a legit commentator, and the other one is, like, the writer commentator, so, like, the legit commentator is always going to be better because they're like a trained sports commentator. Like that's what they do as their job. So like Shaheen, Lee Duffy.
Oh, I'm not whoever. Complaining about.
Yeah.
I'm but saying they, as a writer.
Right. But that it makes the writer commentator look even worse because it's like you're next to a pro and you're supposed to be viewed like on the same level from the spectator. It's just two commentators. But people don't realize that that's like why they have it set up that way, where it's like professional guy. Know that. Yeah, but just when you're watching it,
yeah,
you know, you're not like, oh, this dude's not a trained commentator, so like I'm gonna cut him some slack. But when the other dude's always ripping, and then the writer commentator fucks up, it's like more noticeable, you know?
Yeah, it is. It is for sure. But Emmy was my favorite because I don't know how he, just the way he explained it, made me understand what, and he would be able to talk like his point of view of like, oh yeah, but if I was in his position, I would be catching my breath, wait a little bit, and just the way he says it like that, when Ricky would be like, now he's gotta just catch his breath, and it'd be interesting to see if he just sits back and, you know, watches his lines. It's like, it's just a different style. Mm-hmm. And it just isn't.
Saying the same thing, but like different delivery.
Like, dude, we want to know from your perspective. You've won fucking hella of these.
Right.
And that's what Emig would say. If I was, you know, I'd want to sit back, just scope his lines. Like right here, he's going outside. And he would just watch the guy in front of him like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, it just teaches me better. Like, he'd be like, I'll be looking if he's keeping his feet up through this part. Or if he's, you know, like Tomac used to, he would point out, oh, look how he's just not putting his foot out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd be looking for that. And it's just a different way of saying it. And I just miss Emig a lot, man.
Yeah. I mean, you should hit him up.
be sick if I had an Emig do my voicemail.
You should tag Emig every time you talk shit on Ricky in the booth or on the comments.
Mm-hmm.
Say whatever you're going to say and then just tag Emig at the end.
And then at a supercross race, if I see him, I was Emig, dude.
It's me, JP.
I'm JP. I always tag you when I complain about Ricky online. He'd be like, you're that guy?
Yeah, he would definitely know.
Yeah.
Of course. If he's getting fucking twice a week, like yeah. that JP Films mentioned you in a comment like, and that, all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd see it.
I'm like, dude, sorry to always bug you, but can you do my voicemail right now?
You're fucking 30.
Dude, it's so unique. You
do my voicemail.
I like a unique voice, yeah. So I got to do another one, dude.
Did you listen to Carnell on Gypsy Tales?
No.
That was pretty good.
Is it new?
No, it's from like March.
Oh.
Yeah, probably a month and a half old, something like that.
I saw a couple clips about something. Carnell. About how he's like, something about him posting beer.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't care. Like, I'm that's what I'm doing. I'm drinking, you know? Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah, that's...
And the other people don't or something.
Yeah, he was just... They were just talking about, like, his social media following and, like, how he's been able to, like, be successful as a privateer. Mm-hmm. And he was just saying, like, yeah, I just will post whatever, like, whatever I'm doing. And, like, he's like, I try not to post, like, working out because, like... We're all doing that, and, like, no one cares.
Right.
Yeah.
Some people care. Some people don't.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was interesting to hear. Like, he's... I didn't know he had, like, an actual, like, OnlyFans deal for, like, the last couple seasons.
Oh, it's all over him.
I know. I knew... Well, I knew because I saw it on the Shroud, but I always thought it was, like, a joke or something at first. And then I figured that he had his own and where he would, like, post shit.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was, like, backed like that.
Yeah, you know? Like a...
Like, they gave him money. That's, like, his big... He said that's, like, his biggest sponsor by far. And he didn't say how much. I wish he did. But it sounded like... If I had to guess, I would think it's, like, 100,000 to 200,000
a year or something. Holy shit, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why would you guess that?
Just the way that he described it. Like, you know, he was talking about what it's like to, you know, be a privateer and getting money from the sponsors. And then, like, he was talking about, like, booking all of his flights and, like, paying for the races and the hotels and stuff like that. It's always, like, stressful. And then trying to use the purse money for, like, making the night show and then making the main and stuff like that. And always, like, you know, basically, like, if you make the main, you're good.
Like, you make your money back.
Right. But then when he said, like, he started with the OnlyFans thing because he got fucked over by one of his sponsors at one point. Like, the dude was, like, local to him or something and said he's going to give him all this money and stuff like that. And then he, like, stopped paying him. Or he had a credit card to pay for, like, fuel and hotels and stuff, and it, like, stopped working, and he couldn't communicate with the guy. And then the dude, like, apparently, like, blew up on him after, like, 3 weeks of no communication and, like, saying that, like, Logan ripped him off. And so it was this huge thing, I guess. I think this was, like, last season or maybe 2 seasons ago or something. So Logan posted about it, and then, like, bunch of people, like, stepped up and helped him, but one was, like, this chick that's on OnlyFans, and she was like, I'll pay you whatever and, like, put me on your Shroud or something for this week. And it was that week after that, if I remember right. And so he was like, for the money, I was like, yeah, like, I'll do it. And then she got, because that's when it was, like, a viral thing because it happened.
Yeah.
At the first time, she got, like, a huge boost and, like, made more than, you know, she paid him. So then they did it again. And then somehow he got the attention of, like, the people that work at OnlyFans, I think, after he started doing his own or something. And then they came in and, like, offered him this deal. But the way that he described it was, like, he started crying after he got off the phone and was like, you know, it's like, such a relief that, like, no matter what happens, like, all like I'm good to go racing this year. Like all of my hotels are paid for and stuff like that. So I figured it was probably like somewhere in that range. I don't know, but
yeah,
that's kind of what I was guessing.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wonder how much it costs a 450 guy. Probably $100,000.
To race? Fuck, who knows?
That is crazy.
I mean, if you had no sponsors, like, just imagine how much it would be.
No, well, that's what, well, they're sponsored, like, okay, if they could get 10 sponsors at $30,000, that'd be $300,000, which is pretty doable.
I don't think most of their sponsors pay him like that. Like, there's no way.
Oh.
Nah.
So, he's got a bigger deal with that OnlyFans than most privateers?
I remember I asked Stank Dog one time what Fist paid him, and he said it was like $5,000 or $6,000.
Oh.
Just for gloves. But, right. You know, and that's for the year or something.
Wonder what a shroud thing is, probably like $5,000.
That was the number that popped into my head for the OnlyFans girl, like for the weekend or something. But it's hard to tell because like the way that people think about money is differently. Like
true,
Logan, maybe it's even more than that where he's like crying, or maybe it's less than that.
Yeah,
you know, who knows. Well, but I think that on average, like most, if they can get a sponsor, it's probably like a couple thousand for the year or something like that, and then they. He had a list of like fucking 40 sponsors in his phone or something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he wins the LCQs. Like, I just want to thank Smith Construction, Smith and Wesson.
Just whoever.
Anyone.
Yeah.
AT&T Stadium, Feld Entertainment. Like, if I could get my entry fee back.
Yeah.
Dude, Stadium GP is $100 an entry fee a day.
It's a deal.
A lot.
Still don't know what it is, but okay.
Stadium GP.
Yeah.
Something you've never experienced.
Yeah, apparently not.
Something out of this world.
No, I'm kidding. No, I'm not kidding about the price. It's kind of expensive, but if you can win the pro purse, dude. The Masters, the guy won $3.5 million.
I thought it was way more than that.
Just from PGA, no, 3.5.
I thought that thing you sent me said like $12 million in the last month or something.
Oh, his earnings, yeah.
Yeah.
They calculate his PGA earnings, and he's up to, in the last month, $12 million, but since the year started, like, I think it's 28.
Yeah.
And that's just PGA. I'm sure Nike cuts him a check.
Oh, yeah.
He's Nike hat, Nike shirt, Nike pants, Nike shoes.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be a couple million a year.
Yeah, it's probably just salary. And then also, I'm sure they have it structured similar to Moto, like with like win bonuses or performance and stuff like that for sure.
Like, isn't Tiger's winnings around $1 billion?
Yeah, I think so.
His total,
I think
pro I've seen earnings, something
about that, yeah.
Like $900 million.
Yeah, without endorsements and shit like that.
Just his PGA win.
Yeah. Crazy. Tomac would never.
Dude, he it's so the stats on him, like I said before, is fucking compared to any supercross racer, it's like the guy's infinite, bro.
Yeah.
It's like he just was Hayden Deegan, amateur, into 450 and didn't lose for 13 years.
Yeah.
Fucking 110 out of fucking, probably 112 out of 17 races for 13 years straight.
Yeah. And then, and he could fucking get a DUI, have an affair, and come back and do it again. Like, Tomac could never, dude.
Dude, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
So weird.
Dude, if one of the top racers got a DUI...
Like Gypsy was saying about Deegan.
What?
Hayden Deegan. Did you hear that with Gypsy?
Uh-uh.
Who was he talking with? He was talking with someone. He was talking with, I think it was Anderson. And they were like, what do you, and he was like, what do you think about Deegan? And Anderson was like, Dude, I like him. He's born into like the sick moto rich dude. He's sick since a little kid. He's just, people hate him, but like, if you had all that money, you'd be pumped to be like that talented and sick still, and have whatever. He's like, he likes him, and then fuck, where was I going right before this?
So I mentioned a DUI if someone got that.
Oh, and he's like, do you think Hayden can change the game like we want Jet to and Jet is? And he's like, oh, yeah. He would. It'd be sick if he changed the game and then fucking at the peak got a DUI. And that's what Anderson said. He's like, that would be sick. He's like, could you imagine? And came back and won the title. Like,
yeah,
that would be sick. He's like, as shitty as that sounds, they're all laughing. He's like, it'd be so sick. Come on, Hayden. You know, it's
like, dude, that would be sick.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because, like, even if... I mean, Star seems like a pretty, like, loose program as far as, like, you know, the riders getting to, I guess, have, like, a longer leash than some of the other teams, it seems like. But even if they did, like, kick him off or something, you know, fucking the next weekend, Deegan 38 rigged.
Truck,
you know? Oh, yeah. It wouldn't even faze him.
The merch would pay for it.
Yeah. Oh, the merch would go through the roof, dude. They dropped the fucking tee with the mugshot on it.
Oh, my God, dude.
That'd be the first piece of moto merch I ever buy.
You'd be the biggest Deegan fan after that.
Dude, well, if he did exactly what I just said, fucking gets a DUI, comes back the next weekend, doesn't take any time off on a new team that fucking Brian self-funds, and it's like Team Deegan 38, Metal Militia, it's fucking Maxxis Tires, the same shit as the Trophy Truck team.
Yeah.
And they drop the merch, like, the Friday before the race with the fucking mugshot, dude. Fuck yeah. Be so sick. Tomac could never, dude.
Oh, dude, the sport would just... That would blow up the sport a lot, I think, you know?
Dude, if Tomac got a speeding ticket, he fucking never would race again.
If it was, like, SMX World Finals in LA, and he gets, like... He's, like, with someone big, you know, like Jake Paul, and they both... Or something, you know? By that time, 450, hopefully.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be sick.
Oh, yeah.
And then just go, Jake Paul with DUI with Supercross star Hayden Deegan.
Mm-hmm.
22-year-old Hayden Deegan. He's 22 DUI.
You're like in ringside with Jake Paul.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
That would be sick.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Could you imagine? You got to watch that episode. It's good, too, because it sounds like Anderson hit up Gypsy Tales because it was when Jet and Anderson.
Yeah, I watched that. I must have not made it that far or something because I don't remember him saying that. But I remember it dropped like right during the drama.
Because he hit him up.
Yeah.
Did you hear him say that?
I don't know.
He was like, what's up, dude? Like, here we are. He's like, yeah, I know I hit you up. I wanted to just unleash on here, but thankfully you couldn't that day, so I calmed down a little bit. And he's like, yeah, I don't know, all good. You know, and then they got into it. But he's like, I hit you up. Like, I'm ready to go right now, you know, Jason Anderson.
Yeah.
Pretty sick. That would have been sick if he unloaded that day.
Yeah, that would be sick.
But it was so funny how they were like, have him get a DUI.
That's funny that, like, that's the thing he thought of like, how Hayden could be cooler.
For sure.
He's like, dude, it'd be sick. Not if he just, like, goes on this streak and is dominant, you know, just like, oh, dude, it'd be sick if he got a DUI. That's, like, something you would say.
It's just core. There's not many. It's like if it's Anderson's like that, Lawrence is like that, Hill is like that, you know, a couple other people, you know, similar, but that just always kind of cut the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Durham and Bierman, you know, they all are like that, but there hasn't been anyone but Anderson kind of and now Deegan.
Yeah.
That, like, cut the edge of the industry.
What I send you the other day that was, like, core? I can't remember now.
I can't either.
Because there is a very fine line between, like, what we're talking about and, like, being cool and, like, a fan, and then just taking it way too far with the core, not corporate thing, and just being very cringe about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Who is someone or what?
I can't. I sent you something the other day and I was like, core, because we always talk about that. Or just like, oh, this guy's so core. But I don't remember what it was now.
Damn. Yeah.
Dude, I did see this dude fucking, you know, those little wheel things that you stand on. It's like it has one wheel in the middle and there's like foot pegs on it almost. The wheel's kind of big.
You see Shibby Time? Is that what you see?
What's that?
You see this online?
No.
Oh.
No. You know what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah.
There's like the clip of that dude that
they're called a lynx.
A lynx?
Yeah.
Okay. There's you see the clip of that dude on the mountain bike jump, hit that like canyon gap on it?
Yeah.
So I saw that a while ago and I was like, that's fucking crazy. I don't know if that's real or not, but.
That's real. That's Shibby.
Okay. That's him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But dude, there's, I was downtown the other day and this dude was on one of those. And almost damn near in full street bike gear. And he was just crossing. He was in the crosswalk going onto the sidewalk. Full face street bike helmet, fucking almost like 90s MSR knee pads that you would wear. That was like a knee, not a knee brace, a knee pad where it's the knee cap and then the shin guard, elbow guards, gloves, leather jacket. On the sidewalk on one of these things.
I think I've seen that guy.
Well, when I was walking right before you came, I saw him on fucking Virginia Street. Same guy, fully kitted up.
Dude.
I'm like, dude.
Those things can go like 30 miles.
Right, but I mean, that's as corporate as they get, dude. That's, you got to go raw on that thing to be core, but he went way too far the other way.
You're right. That should be... guy was at Zinc's last year.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. He could jump insane jumps on that thing.
Is that all he does or is he a mountain biker?
No, he's a...
A lynx rider?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if he's like a one-wheeler or a lynx rider, but...
Yeah.
He's got like five of them.
Okay.
So that he always has power. When they
fucking break.
He's like, he's never broken one.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, he's broken a foot and just gets a new thing bolts on, but yeah, they all still work, he said. Damn. He just keeps them so they're always, he can always ride.
Right.
Yeah. But he's pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
He's on Nitro Circus.
Oh, really?
At Zinc's event, Dusty Weigel or whatever his last name was there with Curtis Downs and Anthony Napolitan and them. And he was like, I was just filming them because I'm that guy that films them talking. And they're like, what do you think? Should we get that guy in the circus this year? And he's like, oh, that'd be sick. He'd crush, you know, like he could probably hit that thing. And then they called him up. It's all on video. It's like, hey, could you hit the 50 footer like rolling ramp? And he's like, yeah, probably. And then they like looked, try to find a jump that was similar and there wasn't. But then I saw a clip this year and he's on tour this year. I'm like, that was crazy. I kind of saw Dusty kind of. I think that'd be good for the show, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Fuck, maybe you caused that. Maybe they only said that because they knew they're on film, wanted to say something cool. They're like, we'll type them up a little bit. Hey, you want to be part of the tour? And then it ended up happening just because you were filming.
This year, I want to talk to Dustin. It'd be so sick if I filmed on your tour.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Nah, I don't want to. That'd be so sick, but I just... would rather stay local and not have to have someone watch my dog.
Yeah.
Out more than me going on Nitro. How crazy is that that I'd say that Nitro Circus World Tour or something to film it?
Pros and cons.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the video you did for Ridezilla with the rolling.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was pretty good. That was like our third take.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I did that, but that was our third take, and the guy rolling was like, oh, I can only do a couple more. I'm like, I was like, get your feet to fucking, like, just go flat, and it'll make a loud sound, you know? And he couldn't do it too much. He kept having his heel hit, and that was the best sounding one, but if he could go boom like that, because this, I noticed, like, a good transition is just the sound of, like, the crash of the actual video, and then the sound of the... It carries in, you know?
Right.
Because the background's fucking super different. So if the body's kind of close and the sound's close, it's the best way. But yeah, it's pretty funny. We got a couple more, too. I got this there's a clip of this person like on a stretcher and they go off a curb and then fucking they try to save the stretcher and the guy hits the ground and rolls. And I got that same guy, Dario. I'm like, roll on the ground like two times and go, come on down to Ridezilla. And he did it. And I'm like, that's going to be such a funny clip.
Yeah.
Rolls towards the camera and he's like, come on down to Ridezilla. He's like, hey, can we do a couple in Spanish? I'm like, fuck yeah, we can. I'm sure they would love that, you know? Si. Yeah. And he's all, there's another one of like this fucking boxer and then just boom. And so I have him like slam up against a fucking side by side.
Yeah.
Kaboom, with your hat off, you know? And then he goes, kaboom. He's all, te quieres y mocha de la de Ridezilla, you know? It was hella funny. And then at the end he's like, knockout. I'm like, why the fuck didn't you say that in Spanish?
That is the Spanish word for it.
No, it is, yeah. You knew that?
No, but it's just funny when you listen to someone speak Spanish and then they like four weird words like that I guess probably were like created in English.
Yeah.
And then they don't have like a Spanish word for it, so they just say it with the accent, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was super funny. That's it. It was funny to get him going on all these things. Come on down, right? And it's a funny transition too because it's perfect. The first 3 seconds are, what the fuck is this for Ridezilla? You know? Mm-hmm. When they see the stretcher one, they're like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to too good. Hopefully it goes. I don't know how to get reels to go on to like a For You reel. I think it just has to.
Yeah.
With comments and likes and shares. Mm-hmm. My theory is like within like an hour, if there's a lot of traffic, you know, or maybe 30 minutes, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they change algorithms all the time, so it's hard to tell. But definitely like when TikTok was newer, like you could see that happening in real time. Yeah. Like on my videos that had a lot of views, you could see it where it like would send the video to like a couple hundred people. And then based on the engagement, the watch time and things like that, it would literally put you in another tier. Because if you watched it and refreshed, you could see where it's like, okay, there's like a couple hundred views and then like nothing would happen. And then all of a sudden it was in the next tier and it would send it to a broader audience. And then the same thing would happen. Like if it was good enough, according to the algorithm, then it went to the next tier and you could see it coming in waves like that where it's like, oh, it just sent it out. And then all this stuff would happen. And then there was like kind of a calm and then boom, it would happen again. Like all within the videos, super weird.
Damn.
But that is like how they work, I guess.
Yeah.
More or less. Like you're not, if you have like a shitty video, then it's definitely not going to go anywhere. But then other times it's like, I could never figure out like that one was just as good, or even like reposting the same exact video. Sometimes you have a different result with it.
For sure. So, yeah. I was thinking about that. I'm like, in like 6 months, I'll just post one of the favorite I did at the start, you know?
Yeah. Oh, the guys that are crazy with TikTok, like, cause I see them at like mastermind events and stuff. The like guys that run TikTok agencies, I mean, they would have in their slideshows, like, cause their whole point was like, you just need to do it, not like hyper obsess about these little things. And so he would have examples of like, here's the same exact video I posted back to back. Like he literally uploaded it and then he uploaded it again, the same exact video, same exact thing. Cause he always trying to test and they just like don't care how the account looks or whatever in the meantime. And one of them had like 10 times the view of the other one. And it was back to back. And then he would show small examples of like, here's the same exact video, but we filmed a different hook for it. 10 times the views, but the same content in the video. But for whatever reason, that hook worked better. And then it hooked into the algorithm better and like 10x the views on it. So yeah, super weird.
Yeah. I got to do some more. Like I like the ones and they're easy because I finally got Dario, the guy in it, to do it because I'm like, dude, you got fucking one line. Everyone's always scared. Like, I'm like, we don't want to. Even this guy Terry was like, let's do one like kind of like this. I'm like, we don't want to do corporate stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know, especially Ben wants fucking younger audience. Mm-hmm. We got to be quirky or act or do something, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I showed him a video. I was like, this is an example. And it's boom, just like that. He's like, okay, I could do that. I'm like, fuck yeah, maybe I'll get some more people. Because it just helps the brand a little bit, mm-hmm. Ridezilla. If it's always fucking Danny, people will see Danny and skip. They're like, ah, fucking always Danny. That's my theory, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's good with Dario. And he's wearing a monster hat in church. I'm like, damn. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, damn, dude, you were factory today. He's like, what do you mean?
Oh, he knew, dude. Did he know you were coming?
No.
Oh, he didn't?
No, I just...
Like, he fucking laid that out the night before.
No.
Got a new monster hat coming.
I go on Wednesdays. This is the best day to film at like 11.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know. It's always dead. There's always like one person in there. So everyone's just... Every time I walk in, they're just, hey, oh, hey. Everyone's just moseying around. I'm like... Fuck yeah, I figured out Wednesday's the slowest day.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday is like busy catching up for days off.
Cause are they closed Monday?
Sunday, Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Thursday is getting ready for Friday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's always busy on Friday, Saturday, every fucking time I've been in there.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
More people are off.
Mm-hmm. But like... I don't know. They're always selling something. I never thought that fucking... You don't think, like, when you drive by it every day, you're like, ah, yeah, they still have side-by-sides out front, but it's just a different one.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
They're moving them.
Yeah, they're moving them for sure. They just got hell of these Maverick R's. Have you seen that one?
Mm-hmm.
In sick colors, too, like black and silver or red and black and white and yellow and black on black. I'm like... Dude, the red or the black and silver looks sick.
Yeah. Someday.
Yeah, someday. I won't get one of those, but you can get one.
Yeah, you're going to get that pussy one and you can put your dog in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Work out of it. Oh, I can't wait, dude.
Dude, all you do is work. Not everything has to be about work.
Trying to think. Oh, I did work today. Yeah.
Trying to think. Like, did I work today?
I went on a big mountain bike ride today. It took me like 2 hours.
Yeah.
So that's why. And then I
did a little bit of invoicing.
No, I edited a couple Ridezilla videos because I filmed those yesterday.
Mm.
And then I fucking cleaned up Frank's throw up. I hate that.
Fucking damn, dude, big work day.
Nah, I was thinking about like, I'm like, well, I wasn't meaning that like I was busy, but in the middle of the night, dude, you just hear
hacking.
I'm like, oh, motherfucker. I'm gonna forget about that when I wake up. I hope it's not by my feet.
Yeah.
Wasn't.
That's good.
And the hardwood floor is so sick.
Easy cleanup for a cat throw up.
Yeah, but way better than carpet.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of stays in there with carpet, you know.
Before we hit the paywall, we got to do our Fuck Conway segment.
All right.
And I'm glad you brought this up. And, you know, you sent this to me. One of our patrons, D-Gal, sent it to me as well. I think it was last week. You know, Kyle Peters had a birthday. Fucking 17-time arena cross champion Kyle Peters has a birthday. And, you know, he got the fucking post on Instagram from Conway. You know, happy birthday. What did he say?
Happy birthday to... I wouldn't be surprised if it fucking said happy birthday to this gem of a human.
Yeah, some shit.
I don't know why that's in my head right now, but I don't think he said that. But
he didn't say that, but... It was fucking one step away from being borderline gay. So there was like, there's borderline gay. He was one step on straight from that.
There's like close friends, homies that like us that we've been, it wouldn't be gay.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's gay. And then there's right in between that Conway's post.
For Peters.
For Peters, because everyone knows he hasn't been good friends with him for a while, like he's going to say he has. 3-4 years is a while, but comparing to the last birthday post Conway's posted, probably never, dude.
Well, and that's the thing. And let me pull this up while I'm talking here. Maybe I can find it here. I'm going to search my text for Adam birthday.
Wouldn't be surprised if there's not a Peters jersey in the Conway household.
In a frame.
In a frame saying sign that just says to Adam.
Just like this.
No, this has at least something that says like cheers to the one of 20 jerseys of mine I've actually given to you that you have. Like, that's a personable thing, you know. This is a little bit more proof of Conway, me, you being homies for a while with this writing.
I would agree.
Like, if you read this, you would think Conway would post on my birthday.
You would think that, but I didn't see it if he did.
Fuck no.
And I see everything he posts.
I guarantee you Conway doesn't know my birthday.
Definitely not. And
Kyle Peters, April 6th. Yeah.
He was born at 12:02 a.m. Yeah, Conway had to be the first one to wish Peters a happy birthday, you know? And so he makes an Instagram post. It gets sent to me. You know, I have my thoughts about it, but it's fine. But I didn't realize until we brought it up before the show again. I was like, oh, that's a good thing to bring up on the Fuck Conway section, because this year, you know, my birthday is November 17th, right? Yes. And on Thursday, November 23rd, which is Thanksgiving, he says, happy Thanksgiving, guy, which one, don't ever fucking tell me, you too, you do it too sometimes, never tell me happy any fucking holiday.
I'm gonna still.
Happy Thanksgiving, I'm gonna say happy, Merry Christmas. Yeah. I don't want to fucking see that shit from my friends.
Yo, I might hit you with a happy President's Day.
Usually I say something back just like, fuck you or something, which is like 25% joking and 75% serious, because I don't want the fucking stupid fucking text from my friends to say Merry Christmas. So he says, happy Thanksgiving, guy. And then in the same minute, he realizes what a piece of shit he is. And he says, and belated birthday, I suck, with the facepalm emoji.
Yikes.
And so I just responded with, I will fuck your ass up, and didn't hear back from him.
Did I wish you a happy birthday?
Well, let me see here. Natty, messages with Natty Preston. Birthday. Let's see here. Fuck, I don't know how to use this search. Messages with Natty Preston.
It's funny, Natty, my nickname back then, long time, and I like Natty now. Like, I would enjoy a Natty Light right now. And back then, I was talking about having a fridge full.
I wished you a happy birthday.
Yeah, you did.
I said, happy B-Day, Natty. Don't burn yourself.
I had to have.
I'm pretty sure you did. I just can't fucking. Oh, yeah, you did. Well, this was actually, this is from 2022, so maybe you didn't. Let's see.
I have it in my phone.
Yeah, I don't think you did.
Really?
2022, you said, happy birthday, playa. Doing anything for your B-Day?
Maybe I saw you in person then.
Yeah, you did, because you came up for sushi.
See?
Yeah. That's right. A real friend right there. You fucking came up for sushi.
And you paid for me.
Yeah. And for my birthday, we surprised the rest of the team here with your presence at sushi. Yeah. And you got free lunch out of it.
That was a great day.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, dude. Like,
yeah.
That was thank fun. You, dude. That was our.
So to wrap this up before we hit the paywall.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck Conway. And I'll go as far to say fuck Kyle Peters too.
Dude, fuck Arena Cross, dude. Dude.
And Peters, if you win one more fucking title out there, dude.
I'm all about Breeze. I like Breeze.
Oh, I'm pulling for Breeze heavy now.
Heavy Breeze fan.
Yeah.
Bubba Mason knows Breeze. He introduced me to him and they're buddies somehow.
Already like him better than Peters.
Yeah.
And I don't have anything against Peters besides the fact that I seen him on Conway's story.
Yeah.
When Conway said, happy birthday to this gem of a human.
I don't think he said let's that, go but for,
and
close.
He said, let's go for six.
He flew down to see him wrap the title and shit.
That's unreal.
So funny.
My name's Adam Conway. I'm 16 years old from Carson City, Nevada.
Patreon.com/GoBetPodcast. Head over there. Oh shit, we need a fucking outro song.
Hit him with
Well, let's just go back to this one, dude. This is a good one.
Yeah, this is a good one. Patreon.com/GoToBedPodcast to get past the paywall where there's a ton of illegal shit, funny shit, fucking. There's actually business advice. There's jokes within business advice. You can hear how I landed the Ridezilla deal from start to finish. You can hear how, you know, how much I paid in taxes. Anything. You can see how the IRS is coming for me. Patreon.com/GoToBedPodcast. We'll see you guys against the paywall. I meant to be so cold.
So sick.
Fuck yeah, it is.